Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atchelam. We're now in Masechet and Menachot Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, looking at the end of Mishnah Hey, which is the final Mishnah in Perek Daled. This is, as I mentioned, our final podcast for the fourth chapter. Continuing on with our analysis of the laws of Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Lo Minu Acher Tachtav. If they did not, in the previous half of the Mishnah, we looked at the case of what happens when a Kohen Gadol dies after bringing the Chavitei Boker, and what the Kohen who takes his place brings in the afternoon. Now, Lo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtav, if they did not appoint someone in his place in the meantime, Mishal Mihai Takreva, there's an assumption here that it will be brought. Question is, who brings it? Rabbi Shimon Omer Michel Tzibur, it comes from the public fund. Shimon Omer Michel Yorshin, it comes from the heirs of the Kohen Gadol. Ushlema Haita Kreva. And in either case, everybody agrees, it was brought not as a half Yisaron, but as a full Yisaron. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol Shemed Velo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtav. Inayin Shtei Minchato Kreva Michel Yorshin. This is clearly Rabbi Yehuda's position. How do we know that it comes from the Yorshim? Talmud Lomar, Vakohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mi Banav Ya'aseh Ota. So the clear, simple read of that, of course, is talking about when a Kohen Gadol takes over. But the idea is it's Mi Banav. Yachol Yikrivana Chatzayin, I might think that he should bring it in halves. Talmud Lomar Ota, meaning Yakriv Ota. Ve'yaseh Ota, Kula V'lo Chetzayin. You have to bring the whole thing. The Verab Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chok Olam. What does Chok Olam mean? Mishel Olam. Meaning it has to be brought from the public fund. Kalil Toktar. What does that mean? Shtei Kula Bahaktara. Meaning that it all has to be burned up, and again, supporting the idea that it has to be full. So they both agree that it's full, but they come from different positions. And the disagreement between them is who provides the funds. Now, the question is, Vahe HaKohen HaMashiach Lahach Yehuda Ata? Does HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav, the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda invoked, really come to teach us that? We needed it for the following brayta. Remember, the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which are brought every day, is the same korban that every Kohen brought the first day he did Avodah in his life. I might think that Aaron and his sons bring the same korban. Akrivu in the plural. Aharon b'fneatzmo, vanav b'fneatzman. Alright? Now, Banav, who's that? Elu Kohanim Hedyotot. So now we're talking about a Banav, as the simple halacha plays out, that this is referring to regular Kohanim. Tomer Kohanim Hedyotot, Elu Kohanim Gdolim, maybe it's other Kohanim Gdolim, Kshu Homer, Vakohanim Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav, and that is the Pasuk that talks about the Kohen taking over for his father. Hare Kohen Gadol Amor, that's already the Kohen Gadol. Man Mekayem Banav, why is the other Pasuk that says, Aharon Uvanav, what's that? Elu Kohanim Hedyotot. Okay, Lichtov, so therefore, the Pasuk HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mi Banav is there to set it off and say that that Korban is different than what's brought by the regular Kohanim on the first day they do Avodah. Im Ken Lichtov Kra HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Banav Yaseh. If all you wanted to teach was that it's the Kohen Gadol, then say Tachtav Banav. My mi banav. Why does it say mi banav? So don't read it as of his sons, but rather shaminatarti from his sons, meaning that they have to provide the money. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon hai otamai avidle. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the word otah that Rabbi Yehuda used to invoke that it has to be brought to teach that it has to be brought complete? By the way, Kohen Gadol Shemetu Minu Acher Tachtav, he says Ota is there for the case that we dealt with in the first half of the Mishnah, when there is a replacement Kohen. Shelo Yavich Chatzisor Meto, Velo Chatzisor and Shomishon. He can't bring his own half Yisaron or use the remaining half Yisaron from the Kohen Gadol who died. It has to be Ota complete. V'teipu Kolei Min Machzita. So why doesn't he learn it from Machzita, from where we learned that you have to have a half from a whole to bring? The answer is Rabbi Shimon Vav Lodari. She doesn't consider the Vav Machzita to be significant. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Hai Chok Olam Mayavidle. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Chok Olam, which is Rabbi Shimon's source for saying it comes from the public funds? The answer is Chukali Olam Tehe. Simple pshat. Chok Olam. It's forever, not for the just one generation. Kalil Toktar Lamali. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does it say Kalil Toktar? the passage which Rabbi Shimon used to teach has to be complete. The answer is why Leila Chedetanya Ein Liela El Yona Mincha Kohen Bechalil Toktar. So the first pasuk mentioned, that's El Yona here, is the Minchat Kohen Gadol, the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, are Kalil Toktar, means they have to all be burned up. The Tachtona, the one that says V'chol Minchat Kohen Kalil Tia Lo Teachel, Minchat Kohen Hadyot Lo Teachel, that there's a law of eating it. How do I know to cross-match them so that both of these menachot have a din of Kalil Toktar and an Isur of Lo Teachel? Talmud Omar, Kalil, Kalil, Gzeira Shava. Therefore, it says Kalil in both cases. Makan Kalil, Malahan Kalil, Makan Kalil Toktar, Falahan Bakalil Toktar. So the any Minchat Kohen has to be fully burned. Malahan Liten Lo Taseh Lachilato. And just like a Minchat Kohen, any Minchat Kohen, including the Minchat Chinuch, has to be, but any Minchat Kohen, there is a lotase against eating it. Afkan liten lotase alachilata. Similarly, there is a lotase against eating of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Now, for some Rabbi Shimon, Mishal Tzibur, Doraita, does Rabbi Shimon really think that the public funding this substitute, Chavitei Kohen Gadol, is the Din Doraita, which he seems to say because he's getting from Psukim? Vatnan in Shkalim, if you recall, we dealt with this earlier. We have all the takanot that Beitin made about the funding and the mikdash. Rishon Shivat Vayim Hitkinu Beitin Vezeh Achad Mehen. He actually lists three of them. Oved Kochav Mishalach Ola Tom Dinat Hayam Shalach Menasachim Kreval Mishalo Vimlav Krevin Rishol Tzibur. If a non-Jew sends an Ola from far away, if he sent Nesachim, then we bring them. But if not, then we provide the funds for that. Chen Ger Shemit V'Neach Zvachim. If a Ger died, so he has no Yorshim. Let's say he has no Yorshim. And he left korbanot that were already dedicated. Yesh to nesachim kriv mishalo. If he has wine and flour, etc., then we use that. Mav kriv mishal tzibur. If not, we bring from the public fund. Utnai beitin hu kohen gadol shemit v'lo minu kohen acher tachtav shetei minchato kriva mishal tzibur. Our case is brought mishal tzibur is a takana, not doraita. So Rav Yavahu, he says, really, the history is a little more complex. Shnei takanot havu. There were two takanot, which is the second. The Oraita Amidit Tzibur. Really, the Torah says it should be brought from the public fund. That's what Shimon's representing. Kev and Achazud Kamid Chakalishka, they saw that the public funds were getting depleted. Tkinu, evidently, this happened too often. Tkinu the Ligbi Miorshin, that they should collect it from the heirs. Achazud Kapashiba, they saw that the heirs were being negligent about paying. Ukmua ad Oraita. They went back to the Oraita, it goes from the public fund. Okay, in that Mishnah, about the seven things that were the takanot that Rabbi Shimon reports, one of them is v'al parah shelohim o'alin ba'afara, that the ashes of the parah duma don't carry with them me'ilah if you use them for yourself. So doraita hi, what, that they don't carry me'ilah is doraita. Why is that a takana? There's just a parallel question. The tanya chatati, the parah duma is called a chatat. So that's why there's a din of me'ilah with the parah duma, even though it's not a korban, because it's called a chatat. He, ba'mualin, why does he say chatati? Mi'ilah only applies to it, ba'afara in mualin, but not in the afer of the paraduma. So again, Ravashi, shtei takanot havei. Again, there's a history here. Doraita ba'mualin, midoraita, there's only mi'ilah in the animal, ba'afara in mualin. Kev, and the chazudaka mazalzali ba, they saw people were treating the afer para lightly. Ve'ka avdi mine lamakatan, they used to use it to put on their wounds. Gazu be mi'ilah, they made a mi'ilah drabanan on it. Came into chazu the kaparshi misafek hazaot. Then they saw that people were avoiding safek hazaot because they're afraid of the mi'ilah. Ukmuha adoraita. They went back to the doraita and announced that there is no mi'ilah in the context of the efer. Tan rabanan. Par helem davar shel tzibur usirei avodat kochavim b'tchila magbin lahem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We have this back at the beginning of Horayot. This brayta that says that the funds for Parhelim Dovashot Tzibur and Zerevot HaKochavim are collected beforehand. So in case of what happened, we already have the money. No, if such an occasion happens, then we take the money from the public fund. We have a brayta in which the positions are reversed. So the question is, which one of the two versions is the later one and the more authoritative one? So the student said to Rav Ashi, perhaps the first report we had, where Rabbi Shimon says, you're taking me to Shuvat HaLishka, is the final one. Because we already learned that Rabbi Shimon was concerned about Pshia, which is why they made the Takana back to the Da'oraita of collecting Mishal Tzibur, in our case. Ravashi afilu tema batraita achrita. He said, no, you could even say the second one is the final version, which we don't know, because the issue of chayish lepshia is not going to play here. Ki chayish shimon lepshia milta delepu kapar begava. Shimon says we would only be concerned about pshia when there's no kapara involved, and if the heirs don't bring the chavitei kohen gadol of their dead father, they're not going to have any issue of kapara missing, so they won't care. But milta deitlu kapara begava, but when there's kapara involved, like seir avodah zarah, etc., lachashim shimon lepshia is not concerned because certainly they will not neglect bringing it. So my havela, what's the final ruling? Amalei Rabba Zutin, Ravashi, Toshma Netanya, and Korbanei Lachmi Lishai, Reach Nichochi, Tishmeru Lahakriv Li Bemoado. What's this extension here of the Talmud? Ravot Parhelam Davishol Tzibur, Sevet Kochavim, Shabbat Nitra Talishka, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon appends these two Korbanot to the Korban Tamid, in the parsha of the Korban Tamid in Bamidbar Chavchet, to say that just like the Tamid comes from Trumat HaLishka, so do these. Okay, back to our Mishnah, we say Ushleima Hayta Kreva, if there is no Kohen Gadol currently in place, and after the Kohen Gadol died, they didn't yet appoint a successor, then it is brought as a fully saron. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Bari Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked as follows. Do they bring a fully saron in the morning and a fully saron in the evening until they finally appoint somebody? Maybe they just bring a full one in the morning and that's it, because it's a nisaron, and just instead of dividing it into two, it's brought once. Rava Toshma, so this came to Eretz Yisrael, and Rava solved it from the following. Shmini b'chavitin. When we list all of the Kohanim who, based on the lottery, end up with positions for the Tamid, the eighth one is the one who does the chavitin. But if you would say, and by the way, that order is both for the morning and the afternoon, and if it's true that this suggestion you made, Rabbi Yochanan, that perhaps when there is no Kohen Gadol around, that there just is no afternoon one, then you won't have an eighth guy doing chavitim, and the order is not correct. So hechidami. In our case, so I came back to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yirmiyah heard it. Amar Bavloi Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians, this is what he said about Rava. They live in a dark land. They say dark things, meaning they're mistaken. We also have in that same Braita that the seventh guy holds the flour, and the ninth guy holds the wine. You're going to say that always has to happen? We already learned is Balaila. You could bring the Nesachim of a Korban that night or even the next day, which means you're not always going to have the seventh guy holding the flour and the ninth guy holding the wine, because it could be that they're not going to bring it yet. Ela de'i lo'ktani, meaning that that bright is not dealing with weird circumstances like not bringing the mincha time or a kohen gadol dying in the middle of the day and dying and having no replacement. Chanami de'i lo'ktani. So the same thing. That's why the eighth means normally the eighth guy's bringing the chavitin. It could be that in the afternoon you normally wouldn't you would not bring it if there's no kohen gadol, but no kohen gadol is a weird circumstance. Adra Kamei Rava, it came back to Eretz Yisrael to Rava. Amar mi bishutin amri kamayu. What they only report to Rav Yirmiyah, the things that he could poke at, the bad things we say, as it were, the assailable things. Mitivuta lo amri kamayu. They never tell him the things that are really good Torah. So Rava at this point seems to admit that his position was not so strong. Vahada amri Rava. Then Rava turned around and said, Hanami tivutin he. By the way, what I said was right. And it's strong. Because Amar kras solid mincha tamid. How does the Torah describe chavitei kohen gadol? Solid mincha tamid. Harehi lecha ki mincha tamidin. It's like tamidin, which means it's always brought. And therefore, there's always going to be the eighth guy doing the chavitin in every case. And therefore, that proves that even if there is no kohen gadol, we'll bring the fully sarah in the morning and another fully sarah in the afternoon. So my havi Allah, what's the final rule? Bingo, exactly like Rava said. Rabbi Yochanan, pligi ba Abba Yossi ben Dustoi v'Rabbanan. We have a machloket here in Eretz Yisrael. Abba Yossi ben Dustoi Omer, he says, mafrish tashnei kmatzim shel levona. He says that in a normal case, when you got a kohen gadol alive and working, you take two kmatzim of the levona from the saron, komet shacharit v'komet ben arbaim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. For Rabbanan amri, mafrish la komet sechad. They only separate one komet. Chatzi komet shachrit, they burn half with the morning one, but chatzi komet spinner by him half with the other, with the afternoon one. But Mike and Pagi, where's the machloket anchored in? Abba Yosef and Ustaisavar lo ashkechan chatzi komet stakariv. He said, there is no such thing as burning a half a komet. Therefore, you have to take a full komet twice. Rabbanan say from the other perspective, there is no such thing as a full Isaron that needs two kmatzim. So the question is really which precedent you're looking at. So by Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Gadol Shemeit Velo Minu Chayv Tachtav. Let's go to that, by the way, was the machloket about a regular case where the Kohen Gadol's around. There Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, let's take it to the case in our Mishnah. Let's say that the Kohen Gadol has died and there's no replacement, which means we're going to bring a full Isaron in the morning, full Isaron in the afternoon. L'Rabbanan Huchpala Levonato Olo. Do the Rabbanan say that we bring a double Levona or not? Mi amrinan mitoch shuch palas silto, since you after all have to bring double solet, you're going to bring a full Isaron, not a half. Huch palal levonato, therefore you bring a double levona. O dilma maida goli goli, maida lo goli lo goli. Only that which the Torah told us about, which is because of otah, etc., that you have to bring a full one, that we know, but the Torah didn't tell us anything about more levona, and therefore you don't bring it. And notice, he only asked this question according to the Rabbanan, because according to Abba Yossi ben Dustoy, in any case, you're taking a half kometz in the morning, half kometz in the afternoon. Question is, the Rabbanan, so you take a full kometz, and then split it up into two, do you now take a full kometz for each one? Now, v'shemen bein Abba Yossi ben Dustoy bein the Rabbanan mahu, do we have, in that case, three lugim, which would normally be for the one Isaron? Is it three lugim for the two Isaron, or do you double it also? So Amarava, Rav is going to address the first issue. Toshma. Hey Kmatzinhin. There's a Mishnah later on in Perek Yud Gimel that says there are five things that require a kometz, and it does not list ours. It does not list Chavite Kohen Gadol. Vimita Zimnin de Mishkacha Vazayin. But then, according to that, there could be seven sometimes, because there would be the morning Chavite Kohen Gadol with no coin around, and the afternoon one. The answer is De'i Loktani. Again, the Mishnah is not talking about weird cases. It's talking about normally. Yati Rapapa Kamala Hashmata. So Rapapa repeated this answer of Rava. Rav Yosef Bar Shmuel Rapapa. So a student said to him, that's not true. Vamala Kometz Pachutz. One of the five things that are listed in that Mishnah is the liability for putting a Kometz of Mincha, putting it up outside for Halat Chutz. Di Have Utani. That's a case of if it happened, like a weird case, and it's mentioned. So my Havi Allah, what's the solution? Rachma Yitzchak Toshma, watch this bright. Tanya Kohen Gadol Shemed Vilamin Acher Tachtav. Shlema Shacharitu Shlema Bin Arbaim. You bring a full Isar in the morning, full Isar in the afternoon. Good, we've settled that. Mefrishla Shnei Kmatzim. We separate two Kmatzim. Komet Shacharit, but Komet Bin Arbaim. One Komet for each. Umafrishla Shlosha Lugin. Three Lugin, not six. Logamach Sashachit, Logamach Sabin Arbaim, just as if it were a half Isaron each time. Mani, who could the author of that be? It can't be Rabbanan. They say you bring a double of vonah, but they're not going to double the oil. That must be Abba Yossi ben Dustoi. Normally, a coin gadol has two kmatzim. But the other things were not doubled. And since he did not double the shemen, therefore, according to the Rabbanan, they would not double either of those. Okay? I'm Rav Yochanan, Alachak, Abba Yossi ben Dustoi. So in the final resolution, we rule like Abba Yossi ben Dustoi about the regular Kohen Gadol, which is you take two kmatzim. Now, wait a second. Remember Rav Yochanan, I'm Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Famously, Rav Yochanan said, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah says there's five kmatzim, and according to this, there should be seven. Because according to Abba Yossi ben Dustoi, you take one, or at least six. One in the morning, one for the afternoon. You take them both in the morning. The answer is Amorai Ninu Vali Rabbi Yochanan. We've had this answer before. We say there are two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. One where he says Halacha Kestam Mishnah, and one where he doesn't say that. And in individual cases, he rules like other opinions. Okay, we've completed the very hearty and very exciting fourth parak of Menachot. We'll start in Mitzvah Shem, the fifth parak, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.